communication skills coaches need to master. In the rapidly evolving world of professional coaching, one skill stands above all others as the cornerstone of success: communication. Whether you're working with executives, athletes, life coaching clients, or teams, your ability to communicate effectively determines not just your success as a coach, but the transformational impact you can have on your clients' lives. The art of coaching communication goes far beyond simply talking and listening. It requires a sophisticated blend of psychological insight, emotional intelligence, and strategic conversation management that can unlock human potential. Today's coaches face unprecedented challenges in their communication approach. They must navigate diverse cultural backgrounds, generational differences, varying learning styles, and increasingly complex virtual environments. The coaches who thrive are those who continuously refine their communication toolkit, understanding that mastering specific communication techniques is not a destination but an ongoing journey of professional development. This comprehensive exploration will examine the essential communication skills that separate exceptional coaches from the merely competent, providing you with actionable strategies to elevate your coaching practice. Active listening, the cornerstone of coaching excellence. Active listening represents the fundamental skill upon which all other coaching communication techniques are built. It's far more complex than simply hearing words. It requires complete presence, emotional attunement, and the ability to listen not just for content but for emotion, subtext, and unspoken concerns. Exceptional coaches develop the ability to listen with their entire being, creating a safe space where clients feel truly heard and understood. The practice of active listening involves multiple layers of engagement. First, there's the obvious level of hearing and comprehending the literal words being spoken. But skilled coaches also listen for emotional undertones, paying attention to voice inflection, pace, and energy levels that reveal the client's emotional state. They notice pauses, hesitations, and changes in speaking patterns that might indicate uncertainty, excitement, or internal conflict. This multi-layered approach to listening allows coaches to respond not just to what clients say they want, but to what they actually need. Developing advanced active listening skills requires conscious practice and self-awareness. Many coaches find that understanding the nuances of communication in coaching relationships helps them recognize their own listening barriers, such as the tendency to formulate responses while the client is still speaking, or the urge to offer solutions before fully understanding the problem. Master coaches learn to sit with silence, to resist the impulse to fill every pause, and to use their own emotional responses as data about what their client might be experiencing. Strategic questioning, unlocking insight and transformation. The quality of your questions determines the quality of your coaching. Strategic questioning is an art form that requires coaches to think several moves ahead, like a chess master, considering not just what they want to know but what their client needs to discover. Effective coaching questions don't seek information, they create awareness, challenge assumptions, and open new possibilities for thinking and action. There are several categories of powerful coaching questions that every practitioner should master. Open-ended questions encourage exploration and prevent clients from falling into yes/no response patterns. Scaling questions help clients quantify their experiences and track progress over time. Hypothetical questions create safe spaces for clients to explore possibilities without commitment. Challenge questions respectfully push clients beyond their comfort zones, while clarifying questions ensure mutual understanding and prevent miscommunication. The timing and sequence of questions is just as important as their content. Master coaches understand that specific communication techniques can dramatically improve coaching outcomes, particularly when it comes to question sequencing. They might start with broad, exploratory questions to help clients expand their thinking, then gradually narrow focus with more specific inquiries that drive toward action and commitment. This strategic approach ensures that coaching conversations build momentum and create lasting change rather than simply providing temporary insights. Nonverbal communication, reading and projecting the unspoken. Research consistently shows that the majority of human communication occurs through nonverbal channels: body language, facial expressions, tone of voice, and energy presence. For coaches, developing fluency in nonverbal communication is essential for two reasons: it allows them to gather crucial information about their clients' internal states, and it enables them to project confidence, warmth, and authority that enhances their coaching presence. Reading nonverbal cues requires careful observation and cultural sensitivity. A client who suddenly crosses their arms might be feeling defensive, cold, or simply comfortable in that position. Changes in posture, eye contact, or breathing patterns can signal shifts in engagement, confidence, or emotional state. Skilled coaches learn to notice these subtle indicators while avoiding the trap of overinterpretation or cultural bias that can lead to misunderstanding. Equally important is the coach's own nonverbal communication. Your posture, facial expressions, and energy level send powerful messages about your confidence, engagement, and belief in your client's potential. Coaches who understand advanced communication principles recognize that their nonverbal presence can either enhance or undermine their verbal coaching interventions. Maintaining open body language, appropriate eye contact, and engaged facial expressions creates an environment where clients feel safe to explore vulnerable topics and take meaningful risks. Building trust and rapport in coaching relationships. Trust forms the foundation of every successful coaching relationship, and it's built through consistent, skillful communication over time. Coaches must earn the right to challenge their clients, to ask difficult questions, and to hold them accountable for their commitments. This trust is established through a combination of competence, reliability, and genuine care that clients experience through every interaction. Rapport building begins from the very first conversation and continues throughout the coaching relationship. It involves finding common ground, matching and mirroring communication styles when appropriate, and demonstrating genuine interest in the client's world. However, effective rapport goes beyond surface-level connection. It requires coaches to show up authentically while adapting their communication style to meet their clients where they are. In today's increasingly digital world, many coaches find themselves working in virtual environments where traditional rapport-building techniques must be adapted. The principles remain the same, but the application requires new skills and awareness. Coaches working in virtual settings must understand how to create meaningful connections and build trust through digital platforms, recognizing that screen-mediated communication presents both opportunities and challenges for relationship building. Feedback delivery, the art of constructive communication. Delivering feedback effectively is one of the most challenging aspects of coaching communication. It requires coaches to balance honesty with compassion, directness with sensitivity, and challenge with support. The goal is not simply to share observations but to create awareness and inspire positive change in a way that strengthens rather than damages the coaching relationship. Effective feedback delivery involves careful preparation and thoughtful execution. Before offering feedback, skilled coaches consider the client's current emotional state, their readiness to receive input, and their preferred communication style. They frame feedback in terms of specific behaviors and observable impacts rather than personality traits or character judgments. This approach helps clients receive the information without becoming defensive or overwhelmed. The timing of feedback delivery is crucial for its effectiveness. Sometimes clients need immediate input to capitalize on a learning opportunity, while other situations call for reflection time before feedback is offered. Master coaches develop the sensitivity to recognize these moments and the patience to wait for optimal timing when necessary. They also understand that feedback is most powerful when it's requested rather than imposed, so they often ask permission before sharing their observations. Adapting communication styles for individual clients. Every client brings a unique combination of personality traits, learning preferences, cultural background, and communication patterns to the coaching relationship. Exceptional coaches develop the flexibility to adapt their communication approach while maintaining their authenticity and effectiveness. This requires deep understanding of different personality types, learning styles, and cultural communication norms. Some clients thrive with direct, challenging communication that pushes them to think differently and act boldly. Others respond better to gentle inquiry and supportive exploration that allows them to discover insights at their own pace. Some prefer detailed analysis and logical frameworks, while others connect more readily with stories, metaphors, and emotional resonance. The art of coaching lies in quickly identifying each client's preferred communication style and adapting accordingly. Cultural competence adds another layer of complexity to communication adaptation. Coaches working with diverse clientele must understand how cultural background influences communication patterns, relationship expectations, and responses to authority. What feels supportive and encouraging in one culture might feel pushy or disrespectful in another. Developing this cultural fluency requires ongoing education, self-reflection, and willingness to learn from clients about their communication preferences. Mastering virtual coaching communication. The rapid shift toward virtual coaching has fundamentally changed the communication landscape for coaches. While technology offers unprecedented access and convenience, it also presents unique challenges that require adapted skills and heightened awareness. Virtual coaching demands greater intentionality in communication, more explicit relationship building efforts, and enhanced technical competence. Screen-mediated communication filters out many of the subtle nonverbal cues that coaches typically rely on to gauge client engagement and emotional state. This limitation requires coaches to become more direct in checking for understanding, more explicit in reading emotional cues, and more creative in building connection and rapport. Successful virtual coaches learn to use technology as a tool for deeper connection rather than allowing it to create distance. Building an effective virtual coaching presence requires attention to both technical and interpersonal elements. Coaches must master the technology platforms they use while also developing new skills for engaging clients through screens. This includes understanding how to create professional and inviting virtual environments, managing distractions and technical interruptions gracefully, and maintaining energy and engagement throughout virtual sessions. Many professionals find that developing a strong online professional presence enhances their effectiveness in virtual coaching relationships. Overcoming common communication barriers. Even the most skilled coaches encounter communication barriers that can impede progress and strain coaching relationships. These obstacles might include client defensiveness, cultural misunderstandings, emotional overwhelm, or simply mismatched communication styles. Recognizing these barriers early and addressing them skillfully is essential for maintaining coaching momentum. Defensiveness is perhaps the most common barrier coaches encounter. When clients feel criticized, misunderstood, or pushed too hard, they may become resistant, argumentative, or withdrawn. Skilled coaches learn to recognize the early signs of defensiveness and adjust their approach before the barrier becomes entrenched. This might involve slowing down the pace of challenge, acknowledging the client's perspective more explicitly, or temporarily shifting focus to relationship repair. Communication barriers often arise from seemingly minor issues that escalate when not addressed promptly. Understanding common communication pitfalls and how to avoid them helps coaches maintain clear, effective dialogue with their clients. Prevention is always preferable to repair, so master coaches develop habits of checking for understanding, acknowledging emotions, and addressing tensions as they arise rather than hoping they will resolve naturally. Advanced communication techniques for experienced coaches. As coaches develop greater experience and confidence, they can begin incorporating more sophisticated communication techniques that create deeper impact and accelerate client progress. These advanced skills require solid mastery of fundamental techniques and the wisdom to know when and how to apply more complex interventions. Reframing is one such advanced technique that involves helping clients see their situations from entirely new perspectives. This goes beyond simple positive thinking to fundamentally shift how clients understand their challenges, resources, and possibilities. Master coaches develop the ability to offer reframes that feel authentic and empowering rather than dismissive or superficial. Metaphorical communication represents another advanced skill that can unlock new levels of insight and motivation. By finding metaphors that resonate with clients' experiences and values, coaches can make abstract concepts concrete and memorable. The key is selecting metaphors that genuinely connect with the client's world rather than imposing metaphors that feel foreign or contrived. Developing your communication skills, a continuous journey. Communication mastery in coaching is not a destination but a lifelong journey of growth and refinement. The most effective coaches remain students of communication throughout their careers, constantly seeking feedback, experimenting with new approaches, and deepening their understanding of human psychology and relationship dynamics. Formal training and certification programs provide essential foundations, but real mastery develops through practice, reflection, and continuous learning. Many coaches benefit from comprehensive skill development programs that offer structured approaches to communication improvement, along with peer learning opportunities and expert feedback. Regular self-assessment and feedback seeking are crucial for communication growth. This might involve recording coaching sessions for self-review, seeking feedback from clients and colleagues, or working with a mentor or supervisor who can observe and guide your development. The coaches who continue improving are those who remain humble about their current abilities while ambitious about their potential growth. Professional development in communication should also include exposure to diverse perspectives and approaches. This might involve studying different coaching methodologies, attending workshops led by master practitioners, or engaging with research on communication psychology and neuroscience. Understanding how communication skills directly impact coaching success provides motivation for continuous improvement and helps coaches prioritize their development efforts. The impact of communication mastery on coaching success. Coaches who invest in developing exceptional communication skills see profound impacts not only on their client outcomes but also on their own professional satisfaction and business success. Clients of these coaches report higher levels of engagement, faster progress toward goals, and deeper personal insights that create lasting change. From a business perspective, communication mastery leads to stronger client relationships, more referrals, and higher client retention rates. Clients are more likely to continue working with coaches who make them feel heard, understood, and challenged in supportive ways. They're also more likely to recommend these coaches to others, creating a positive cycle of business growth built on excellent service delivery. Perhaps most importantly, coaches who master communication skills experience greater fulfillment in their work. There's deep satisfaction in knowing that you can create safe spaces for vulnerable conversations, ask questions that unlock new possibilities, and provide feedback that inspires positive change. This mastery transforms coaching from a job into a calling, creating meaning and purpose that sustains coaches throughout their careers. The development of sophisticated public speaking and presentation abilities also enhances coaches' ability to serve larger audiences through workshops, seminars, and speaking engagements, expanding their impact beyond individual coaching relationships. Conclusion. The communication skills required for coaching excellence are both learnable and teachable, but they require dedicated practice, honest self-reflection, and commitment to continuous improvement. The coaches who achieve mastery are those who understand that communication is not just a tool for their work, it's the very essence of their professional craft. As you continue developing your communication abilities, remember that every interaction with a client is an opportunity to practice and refine your skills. Pay attention to what works, notice what doesn't, and remain curious about how you can continue growing. The investment you make in communication mastery will pay dividends not only in your coaching effectiveness but in every relationship and interaction throughout your life. The journey toward communication mastery is challenging but deeply rewarding. It requires vulnerability, patience, and persistence, but it offers the profound satisfaction of knowing that you can truly make a difference in people's lives through the power of skillful, compassionate communication.